Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government, George Harris, joins us. Strap in. He'll be here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hello, is this D&D Roofing?
Yes, it is. How may I help you?
You did such a great job on my roof. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner.
Oh, can I speak to your supervisor?
Sure.
How may I help you?
I love your work. May I speak to the owner?
I am an owner. We're all owners. Well, that's why at D&D we work so hard to keep your home safe and sound.
Oh, no wonder.
D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal. Local, employee-owned, here for you.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always delighted to welcome back to the program my good friend, George Harris. He is the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government, the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine, the cover of which we are showing right now. It is always a pleasure to have you here, especially here at the Ahern Hotel.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here at the Freedom Hotel. That's our nickname for the Ahern Hotel because we want everybody to know that they're welcome here, and this is a free zone. So don't have to worry about the government here.
Well, all right. That's a good place to start. So let's talk about what's going on in the country because this administration is obviously having a lot of problems. Their poll numbers are down. And it's affecting Nevada as well. Do you think we're likely to see a repeat of 2014 in the upcoming elections in 2022?
Yes, and no matter what they do with balloting, I don't subscribe to the fact that there was massive voter fraud. I subscribe to the fact that they're very smart on the other side, and they mailed ballots to every person, and in those ballots were people who were on the inactive voter file, and people naturally got ballots in their mailbox. And Sam Shad got a ballot in his mailbox, and his wife did, and so did the people that lived there in the last 18 years. And it's human nature, and it's unintended fraud, but it's human nature. A majority of those ballots were opened up and voted and mailed in.
Okay, so let me present the other side of that, mm-hmm. because of course you know I'm going to. At lunch today in your restaurant downstairs was the Secretary of State, Barbara Sagaski. Mm-hmm. And Barbara Sagaski found, and she is a loyal Republican, and found no examples of massive fraud in the last election cycle.
Again, let me repeat what I said. I didn't say there was massive fraud. I said that in Clark County, they voted to mail out ballots to the active and inactive voter file. And they did that in other counties, okay? So they mailed out people who hadn't voted for 10 years, that hadn't lived here for 10 years, okay? Those ballots went to homes, they went to apartments, and the person that was living in that apartment got the ballot with their name on it and might have got 3 to 4 ballots with someone else's name on it. And it's human nature It just is. They probably opened those ballots, and I'm sure they were voted. Okay.
But the other side of the coin is proof. Do you have proof that you can show that those ballots were voted?
No, nobody has proof. I said that, but you don't have to have. You don't have to.
I can make up anything.
Listen, I'm not making up. You don't have to have tangible evidence.
Yes, you do.
Sam, listen to me. When you take a massive amount of ballots and you know for a fact that the inactive voter file is no longer living here, and you mail those ballots out, and they came back voted.
Do you have proof of that?
They came back voted. Sam, all you got to do is look at the voter numbers.
Do you have proof of
that? I don't have proof that someone that got a ballot at their home opened the ballot up and voted it, but there's proof they sent out a bunch of ballots and a bunch came back and they sent out the inactive voter file.
What I'm saying to you is that your case is going to be a lot stronger if you have proof. If you don't have proof, then I can say anything.
Sam, I don't need a case. Here's why. What should have happened in the last election cycle is the Republican Party, Independent Party, or Democrat Party should have sued when someone said we're gonna mail the inactive voter file. They should have sued, but they didn't. So guess what? Take your lumps. Now, moving forward, I can't fix what happened in the election cycle. But I tell you this, pal. I'm going to fix it this election cycle.
Okay, so, well, and how are you going to do that?
Well, Sam, there's this wonderful thing called a referendum. And the people of the state of Nevada don't always have to agree with the legislature. They can say, you know what, we don't like the fact that you passed this law called AB4. So we go out, and it's very simple. The people of the state of Nevada disagree with, and I'm not a lawyer, but I play one on television. Disagree with how the legislature enacted this law, and we want to repeal this law, okay? They can't take you to court over it, because all you're doing is saying, you pass this law, we disagree with you. They go out and they collect 175,000 signatures, and in 2022, all that voting stuff that they put in law because of the emergency COVID, a majority of the people, if they agree that it should go away, it goes away.
And that's the way.
And that's the way you handle. I know, Sam. I know that, and you know that because I told you that.
But you, but you also know that governing by initiative petition is the worst possible thing.
But guess what, Sam? Thank God the Constitution of the state of Nevada says that the people have the right to redress their government.
And I don't disagree with that at all.
Period.
Okay. So go back to my original point here, which is that does 2022 look to you like potentially a repeat of 2014, where because of things that are happening on a national level.
Yes, and you know why. Do you know why? I know why. Do you know why?
Because, Sam,
I really only, honest to God, I only care about the people. I only care about voters. And you know what? Voters don't want to hear, ooh, I'm going to fix this little shiny rock over here. Voters want to know what you're going to do to help them protect their pocketbook. And let me tell you, come May of next year, their pocketbook's probably going to be paying $5.60 a gallon of gas. That's what's going to resonate. That's what's going to get everybody angry, and that's why they're going to go to polls. Not this, oh, I've got this idea to do this or this idea to do this. People go, look, here's what's Sam, it's sad.
Okay, well, hang on a second. You could have just said yes.
No, I couldn't have said yes, Sam, because I have to explain stuff to you.
No.
Okay? I have to explain stuff to you.
You know, this is like Carson and Rodney Dangerfield. You know, I'm just playing straight man here and having a good time doing it. No, but I get your, look, your point is well made, is that if gas prices and food prices, et cetera.
Sam, there's no way they're not going to be.
Continue to be through the roof, and I'm not disagreeing with you, because it initially looked, you know, if you look at the economics and you're a layman like I am, you look at it and go, well, you can see all this money is being infused in the economy. There's going to be temporary inflation and it'll back off. And then you talk to smart people like Sheryl Blomstrom, and she says, no, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
And she's very smart. And she's very smart, and she's very right. And so you're going to see this carry on into this next election cycle.
Well, you're going to see it carry on, unfortunately. You're going to see it carry on to Q2, Q3 of 2023.
And that's what I'm hearing.
When you put a 50-foot block wall up and all the trucks crash into it, You can't fix it overnight. And that's what they did with the supply chain. And if you want to wait till we come back, I'll explain the supply chain to you.
No. It's fine. You can keep going. We've got time here.
Sammy.
I'm in no rush.
All these liberal governors, Stephen Sisolak, close the state down, okay? Close the entire economy down. Crash the economy. They closed the DMVs. They didn't issue a CDL, a commercial driver's license. Now we're short truck drivers, okay? You got 29,000 Connex boxes sitting on the water and another 47,000 sitting in the dock in LA.
Okay.
And by the way, just so you know, if they put trucks there, they said 24 hours a day, if you had trucks going in to move those Connex's boxes from point A to point B, it would take them a year to clean it up.
Okay, so let's address a couple of the issues you've made here. Okay. One is that there has been a massive shortage of truck drivers for a long time. The industry has been really doing their level best to get people.
For 8 years.
Right, so it's not just something that happened because of COVID.
Stop. For 8 years, there's been a shortage. Then you close everything down, and over the 8 years, there's been a shortage. And you've got truck driving schools, and you're trying to recruit people.
I'm not disagreeing.
And you didn't have it.
Okay, I'm not disagreeing.
But it was COVID that caused the crash.
What I'm saying is that...
And actually not COVID. The liberal Democrat governors caused the crash.
No.
Yes.
There has been a shortage of drivers, as you pointed out, and I agree with you, for at least 8 years. And if I check with Paul Enos, my landlord, at the Nevada Trucking Association, he may tell me it's been going on even longer than that. But the other part of the equation is that, yes, portions of the economy crashed, in some cases because of Democratic governors, in other cases...
All cases.
You know,
All cases.
So what happened was that a lot of people were at home collecting a lot of money.
Yes.
And
because
they,
of liberal
and
Democrat
they,
governors.
And they were, hang on a second.
And your girlfriend, Nancy Pelosi.
They were collecting, don't tell my wife about that. Mm-hmm. I've told you 100 times, don't tell my wife about that. But a lot of people were sitting at home, like I was, probably like you were, ordering things online, and those things were coming from China, they were coming from other countries,
right.
And it was a monstrous increase in the amount of traffic.
35%.
That was coming into the country.
35% increase.
And part of that is what caused this backup of ships that are sitting out there with all the stuff we ordered that we want to get in now. And the whole idea of retail has dramatically changed. No, I don't believe for one instance that stores that you go to physically are going to go away. But the increase in the amount of business done by online is
by 2026.
Hang on a second.
By 2026, 68% of all sales will be online by 2026.
When go back a few years.
So you're wrong. A lot.
Go back a few years.
Okay.
You ordered something. If you got it within 6 weeks, you were a happy person.
Correct.
Then it was a week, then it was 2 days.
Am I supposed to feel sorry because we have an innovative country that understands technology and is benefiting? Look, Americans love this. They love their news like that. They love their food like that. They want everything just like that, okay? That's what we've created. And then some folks get sick of it and they say, I'm moving to Montana because they watch Yellowstone on TV. Because I'm thinking of moving to Montana because I watch this TV show Yellowstone. Well, I don't understand your point. The Democrats in Congress caused all of this. And the people now, look, you know what the worst tax on the planet is? What do you think the worst tax on the planet is?
Sales tax.
No. The worst tax on the planet is inflation.
Well,
do you know what inflation does to poor people and middle class people?
Can we get to that? Let's take a break. We'll take that break. But I do want to just make one additional point here on what I was saying, which is that in a way we have caused these backups to the port by ordering all this stuff and expecting it to be delivered overnight. And that is...
I'm sitting with Mike Bloomberg. You're a genius.
We'll take a break.
Who couldn't figure that out?
We'll take a break. We'll be right back with George.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care. for all your small calamities.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Calamity. It lurks around every corner.
Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley.
UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris. He's the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government. When we took the break, you were about to launch into the worst tax ever, which is inflation, which I agree with you, but please elaborate.
Well, Sam, honestly, it's disgusting. So the Democrats control everything, okay?
And kinda.
No, they control everything. They control the House. They control
filibuster.
Oh, please, filibuster, schmilibuster. Listen, inflation right now, right today, is 6.8%.
Correct.
By February, it'll be 10 to 12%. Let me tell you what that is, what kind of tax it is. It's the most insidious tax there is. A working family of four has to be able to fill their gas tank to go to work, okay? In November 2020, they were paying $33 for a tank of gas. Today, they're paying $61.50 a tank of gas. Oh my God, it's just meat. Here, meat, our prices have gone up 18%. Eggs have gone up like 11%. Milk, forget milk. So Sam, let me tell you something. All those Democrats, it's like they're all sitting on the top of the stupid tree doing swan dives off, hitting every branch on the way down.
Okay, so I don't disagree with you.
Of course, how could you disagree with me? I'm right.
In terms of the inflation and how insidious inflation is, although I remember.
And by the way, the Republicans got a humongous problem because they got that broken old crow nitwit Mitch McConnell, okay? Who, by the way, beyond comprehension to me, Adam Laxalt has his guy, Josh, I can't remember the last name, I apologize, who's one of the general consultants for his campaign. He's going to end up voting for Mitch McConnell for leader if he were to get elected. Thank God he's not going to get elected. Okay?
All right,
thank
so, God. So let's get back to that topic. But let's continue on with the inflation. Mm-hmm. So, yes, I couldn't agree with you more that this affects the average person, and there is worse to come. I remember talking to Ty Cobb Sr., not the person who was in the assembly, but
right.
Ty Cobb Sr., who is part
that
of
would
the
be
Reagan.
Ty Cobb Jr., but let's talk
who is,
about senior.
Who is the in the Reagan administration.
Yes.
And we talked about the national debt. Mm-hmm. And I said to him, and this is probably 10, 15 years ago, you know, how do you resolve the issue of how much is owed in the national debt? And basically, he said, you know, it gets inflated away. And that's how ridiculous it is.
I think that's a very far-fetched extrapolation. But
well, it was
there is
we
a group out there.
It was only when we were billions in debt versus trillions.
Yeah. There's a group out there called Convention of States that are trying to get 37 states. They only want to do three things. They want to do term limits. They want to balance the budget. And for the life of me right now, I can't remember the third thing is. But it's all very legitimate, all non-crazy. They just want to say, look, we don't need Mitch McConnell Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, okay? Those people have been in Congress for 33 years. They're the problem. And they've created districts within their states to where you couldn't blow them out if you tried. And except for if you get an OAC where they're more liberal than what they are.
Okay, but I would say to you that my good friend Sig Rogich passed term limits in the state of Nevada, and what it did was it gave all the power to the governor and it gave all the power to the lobbyists, and the legislature really forget about it.
I don't know if I agree or disagree with that, but I agree that there should be term limits on lobbyists. Lobbyists should be able to serve, go up and be lobbyists for no longer than 48 months.
And freedom of speech, freedom of economy.
Oh God,
come
freedom
on.
Of speech. Listen, you're the one who just said it, Sam. If you're telling me the lobbyists control everything and there's no public oversight on them, because there's not, then yes. If it's going to affect taxpayers.
At the Nevada legislature, they did impose rules. I believe it was called the Whittemore Rule after my good friend Harvey Whittemore,
right.
That stopped lobbyists being able to actually interact on the floor with the legislators.
Yeah, but most lobbyists interact on the telephone and they tell the legislators that they fund what to do. Look, Sam, we could sit here and do, you know, we could do government 101 for high school 101. But the fact of the matter is we have real problems facing us because technology moves at 10,000 miles per second, not minute, per second. And government moves, government doesn't move. Okay.
It's a big battleship.
And what happened, it's a big battleship out in the middle of the desert. Okay. And so the problem you have here is that people have got to understand this inflation thing, everything's happening right now. It's going to take probably 48 months to wash out because we have to fix all the dumb things that these liberals, let me finish my point, that all these liberals have done. Okay. Then we have to tell everybody, hey, look, there's this thing called cryptocurrency. And the fiat money, the American dollar, isn't what it was. And all this stuff's going to mesh into online sales. You're going to get stuff instantly. It's because that's what Americans want. Americans want instant gratification. Okay? With instant gratification, let me tell you something, pal, you get a lot of problems.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Are you a homeowner who's interested in remodeling or building a home? At Design Outdoor, we can show you how adding natural or manufactured masonry stone can add beauty and value to your home. And we refer only the best contractors. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with George Harris. He's the chairman of Nevadans for Sound Government and the publisher of Liberty Watch magazine. So let me go back to my original question,
right?
Which is, do you think there is a strong potential due to the economy and other factors that 2014 in Nevada, I mean, or 2022 could be a repeat of 2014 in Nevada.
Yes, so 2014, Republicans got swept into office. That's how we ended up with the accidental attorney general, Adam Laxalt Domenici, okay? Who, by the way, I hope when you have him on your show, you'll ask him, are you supporting Mitch McConnell for leader or not? Okay, and the other important question, why did you in your report say that you thought that the legislature should enact red flag laws? This kid is a Manchurian candidate, okay? And yes, there's gonna be a red wave, okay? He's not gonna be in it because he's gonna get defeated in the primary. But yes, I see that happening. You Sam, you're right, there will be a red wave.
And that's where we have to leave it. George Harris, I love you. I'm always happy to have you on the program.
And I'm honestly always happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, and we'll be right back.
Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers. We'll see you next time.